Hello students. The purpose of the second postcard is to provide you with some important examination tips for the upcoming exam. The following tutorial letters are available on my UNISA. Tutorial 103 with self-assessment assignment 03 with the solution, as well as the May-June 2011 exam paper with the solution. Tutorial letter 201, which has examination guidelines, solutions to assignment 1 and 2, as well as the October-November 2011 exam paper with the solution, is available on my UNISA. Some important exam guidelines we would like to share with you. 1. Please make sure that you are writing the correct examination paper. That is FAC 1501, as there have been some instances where students have written the incorrect exam paper. 2. The examination paper will be 2 hours and will consist of 100 marks. 3. There will be no theory questions, therefore study unit 1 of the study guide is not important for exam purposes. 4. There will be no multiple choice questions. 5. There will be 4 practical type questions. It is important to note that the accounting equation and the T accounts, general ledger accounting, form the fundamental basics of accounting, and this is crucial to passing this module. It is also important to note that questions can be asked in different ways, and you should know how to answer these questions when it is asked in one of these ways. Example 1. Journals can be prepared either by recording the information directly from a source document, as in the questions given in your study guide, or can be recorded by having a list of transactions, as in question 2 in tutorial letter 103. You should know how to record transactions in the journals using either method. Example 2. Questions on study unit 7, which deals with inventory, can either ask you to calculate the inventory using the periodic or the perpetual inventory system by using any of the inventory methods, that's either FIFO, weighted average, or you could be asked to calculate the cost of sales and gross profit using the periodic inventory system. When answering a question that requires you to post a journal or a general ledger account, it will be perfectly acceptable for you to write the correct headings for the journals and post to the relevant columns. We don't expect you to draw perfect columns. Having the headings is sufficient. Just make sure you post correctly. The same applies to a general ledger account. If you draw a T account, as on page 17 of your study guide indicating the debit and credit side and showing us your entries, this is also acceptable. Please note that this does not mean that you only have to draw formats and headings, as marks are allocated for your entries being in correct columns in the journals and on the correct side of the general ledger account, and not for the layout. Start each question on a new page, and you can answer any question that you are most comfortable with first. This means that you don't have to answer question 1 first, just remember to label your questions correctly. Please do not write in pencil or any other color except black, and make sure you have enough black pens with you. We wish you all the success for the upcoming exam, and if there's any queries, please do not hesitate to contact your lecturers.